Hey, it's TJ, and the people at Cozy Earth are thrilled with all the people who have bought that bubble cuddle blanket that I've been promoting. And as you know, I get a special discount for you, the highest discount that any influencer gets, which is 41% off when you use the code TJ at checkout. People are also loving the bamboo bedding and pajamas. A lot of celebrities like those, but that doesn't matter. I like them. I'm the only celebrity you need to worry about. Go to tjriggins.com/deals. Use the code TJ at checkout for that big 41% discount on everything at Cozy Earth.
Proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
Yeah. So today will not be One Star Script Club reviews because Riggins is not here. And I would not be able to do it justice.
Mm-mm. You want me to do it?
Yeah. Plus, I didn't have the time to put in the research for it either. That takes a lot of time. He has to track down all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. And he the voice and everything's just perfect. I could never do that.
So, tomorrow, Jody and I are joining Lindsay for an appearance she has at a place called R. Gregory Jewelers in Statesville, North Carolina. It's not far from where we live because, you know, we live toward like that direction and kind of in the country.
Mm-hmm.
But how big is it? Am I going to be claustrophobic in there?
No.
Because I know there are going to be tons of people.
Well, that's true. It's a pretty big store, though.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I think you'll be good. Now, will you be good financially after Jody sees all the good stuff? No. But but they do have the best deals.
I just have to convince her that she's just not a jewelry person. You know, you're not a jewelry person.
Yeah, when she holds up something really pretty, you're going to have to be like, it's not for you.
What do you think about jewelry on a man?
Depending on what it is. I mean, watches were not counted as jewelry, right? No, like rings. I mean,
yeah.
Don't love a ring.
Yeah, other than a wedding ring, if you got that.
Of course. But people that wear, you know, big, chunky, like class rings, I think is weird.
And what about bracelets, gold man bracelets?
No bracelets. And honestly, I say no necklaces. Now, Kyle wears one under his shirts, and it's some Catholic thing, saint, I don't know. I'm not familiar with everything.
It's not Saint Christopher, maybe.
Somebody, when he got injured one time, somebody gave him the saint of like healing or something. I don't know. So he wears that. But normally I wouldn't pick it for him. I wouldn't say, you need to wear that necklace today. It's just what he does, so that's fine.
Does he take it off and put it back on every morning, or it stays on all the time?
Stays on all the time. So I've kind of gotten used to it. Don't love it, but whatever.
Is he hairy? He's not. He doesn't look like a hairy person.
He can't even grow a beard, bless his heart. It's a little patchy, and he's jealous of people that can grow solid beards, So no, he's not. No.
Okay. Well, that's good because jewelry looks worse on a hairy person.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the bracelet would look better on an arm that doesn't have a lot of hair on it than it does on a real hairy
arm
and hand.
Yeah. I'm not into the jewelry on a man.
No, I'm just, watch and wedding ring.
Yeah.
And if you're not married, don't wear a wedding ring. I used to be, though, when I was young.
Sure.
You know, I wore a necklace with a nugget on it. It was kind of an 80s thing.
I remember the nugget. Yeah. It was like faceted, like.
It just looked like a rock, a gold rock.
Yeah, but it would like shine.
Jagged, and then when you would turn, light would hit it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love those. I'd be like, Mom, can I have one of those? I was like six.
So, yeah, when I was late teens or whatever, I would wear a nugget.
Do you remember
this herringbone kind of chain?
Yeah. Do you remember? And was this a man thing or a woman? I don't remember. The panda ring. Do you know what I'm talking about? It was gold with a flat, like a signet type ring. Did men wear that?
No, I don't.
No.
Men would wear onyx rings. I had an onyx ring.
Onyx. Okay. Yeah. I knew there was a ring.
So the band of it was nugget.
Mm-hmm.
And then the stone was just a black onyx.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
I wore that, and then I wore a regular diamond ring that my parents gave me for Christmas one year on my left hand.
Mm-hmm.
And It was too much.
Did you ever wear a chain, like one of those flat chains?
Yeah.
Kind of like.
I think they called them herringbone chains.
Yeah.
But it was just a solid flat gold.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't, yeah. It didn't look like a, like links.
Yeah, yeah. Chain.
It was just a solid piece.
Yeah.
Yeah, and laid flat.
Those have come back, I guess, yeah. You've seen.
Yeah, as opposed to the kind that look around, they look, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's so funny.
I know. And then that's what I had a big nugget on.
Oh, you had the nugget on that. Yeah. Okay. Oh, you was classy.
Oh, what are you talking about?
Did you ever wear the puka shell? Was that the 90s? Okay.
No, that was after my time.
Yeah. That's so funny.
And that was only like surfer guys would wear those.
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of guy I was.
You were fancy.
Yeah, I was, you know, wannabe Southern pimp.
Yeah. Was the pinky ring in or no?
It was at one time.
Okay.
Yeah. But it wasn't whenever I was dabbling in it. I think it was too much, you know, by then.
Yeah. I do love that you had a diamond ring though, huh?
Yeah, it was just a little, it was a gold band. And then in the middle was just a diamond cluster. I think like 7 little diamonds.
Yeah. And it was real.
Mm-hmm.
Heck yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. I don't think I didn't value it as much. I remember my dad at a very young age, he gave me real studs. I mean, just a chip, you know, maybe I was 12. And I don't know where those things are. I didn't value it at the time, you know, and now I'm like, shoot, those were real.
Yeah.
And I lost them. Like, you know, you just don't.
Give those to Delilah one day.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know it. But, you know.
Yeah.
Oh,
little training earrings.
Yeah. Yeah.
How old is she going to be when you get her ears pierced?
Well, she has them.
Really?
It was sooner than I'd like. She came home from school one day and said, all my friends have ears pierced. And I'm like, what? I was 13.
Yeah.
And she was 4. So we went in. I said, no, it hurts a little bit. You know, I'm just giving her the run, trying to scare her out of it. Because I didn't necessarily want to do it until she was, you know, could make the decision herself.
Yeah.
And so she was fine, didn't cry at all. She was like.
Well, one of the biggest, I don't know, rifts between people on the show, personally, you know, we're getting arguments on the air and all that stuff, but one of the biggest that continued to be like somebody still hanging on to being mad was when Ace's daughter Peyton was a baby and they had gotten her ears pierced when she was a baby. And Pete, who was on the show at the time, said on the air that people who pierce their kids' ears when they're babies, that's child abuse.
He would say that.
And Ace is like, so you're saying that because we have our daughters, our baby's ears pierced, that's child abuse? And he was like, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's correct.
And then Ace is like, that's one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard in my life.
That is pretty ridiculous. Even if you're against it, you could say that's not cool, but child abuse, that's, I mean, I think there are way worse forms of that.
Yeah.
That's funny. Oh, you know Ace never let that go.
No, he didn't.
I mean, I could.
I don't know that I would either.
True. I mean, that's a big accusation, but I don't agree. I'm not going to say I don't agree. I don't care what you do with your kid. I didn't want to do it for Delilah, but.
Did Kyle have a say in it at all?
With when she wanted it? No. No. He said, are we sure we want to do it? I'm like, he's like, whatever.
See, when Lainey got hurt, she was older. But, Jody would have never done that if I didn't want it to be done.
Right.
And she would tell Lainey, you know, your dad thinks you need to wait a little while.
And absolutely.
And then Lainey would be, you know, upset at me or whatnot.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I would be the bad guy in those types of situations.
Always. Yeah. I mean,
but he just seems, his personality is just like, he doesn't want the strife.
Yeah.
He's like, you're not going to kill her.
Yeah. And I do think though, now that we mention it, I do think he thought it was too young. But he didn't know. He said, how old were you? And I was like, I was 13, because my parents were strict.
Country. They're country people.
And country, yeah. Yeah. But I don't know. I still feel weird about it, but everybody we know has them. I mean, it's kind of like the way of the world. I don't know. And I don't want to cave to that her whole life either. Like, well, they're doing it, so yeah, you do. You know, it's a weird emotion that I've had with it. But, you know.
But, I mean, if there is something like that, like, you know, something that you could relate to, it's your daughter wanting to be wearing earrings because you're, you know, you're into all that fashion and the whole thing.
Totally. So, yeah.
Yeah. It'd be, it's a little easier for you to cave on that than if she came and, you know, said everybody's got a tattoo or whatever.
Right.
Which, even though you're a tatted chick.
I'm not a good, and there again, didn't have this, you know, before I had kids. So now I'm like, I don't want her to see that and want one. It's.
And what does yours say again?
It's our, just our coordinates of where we got married.
Okay.
Which I don't recommend anyone doing that, because then I'm not saying I regret it, but I mean, it's on you for life. I mean, what if something happens? I don't know. <I'm just
laughs> Yeah. You can never be on the run.
Yeah.
From the law, because they would say she has a unique tattoo.
Yeah, you yeah. See,
you know.
Yeah. Another thing, I have obviously more than one hole for my earring. And the other day she said, oh, Emery just got her ears pierced, but she's only got one hole like me, not two. So then I'm thinking, like, well, you're not getting two. Like, you know, well, I mean, now.
You got more than two.
I got too many to count, but I was old enough to where my mom didn't have to like sign for, you know, I was in my 20s, whatever. But she's thinking this is normal for like a young, parenting is hard. I don't like it.
Yeah, you got this one. I mean, that has to hurt.
Yeah. Just
on that one little piece right there.
Well, I'll tell you, it was the least hurt. It was the least that hurt out of all of them.
Really?
Yeah. And you know how this one happened? True story. Went in with my roommate in college to like a tattoo piercing place, because you know what she was getting pierced?
Her business, her nay-nay? Oh, her nipples.
Yep.
Oh.
And they said, do you want to do it? I said, heck no, but you know what? I'll do something cute like right here, because I thought I needed to be cool and hip and, you know, but I didn't want to ever get those, because ouch.
Yeah.
But she did, I mean, right in front of me, and I, you want to talk about a pop.
Oh, I don't,
I know, I'm sorry. Yeah, she cried.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, but this didn't hurt at all. I don't know if it's just where it's located, but.
And just, you know, flapping her boobs out there for some tattoo guy to look at.
And they were huge. And probably still are, I assume. I mean.
Well, you might as well be a doctor.
You know. This guy's like probably high and drunk and like 20.
I got to see some titties at work.
Yeah. Gross.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Now Trending is sponsored by Tico Socks, one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands on the planet. They make socks for all your adventures. Save 15% off your Tico Socks order at tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout. It's Tico Socks.
What is new radio? New radio is social media. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and X.
Come on, let's do it!
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
There's a new TJ and Riggins Show each weekday morning at the new TJRiggins.com. Sponsored by our new favorite non-alcoholic cocktail, RSRV Collective. Get 30% off using code TJ at the deals page at TJRiggins.com.